Hello.
Hey, Judy. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning.
Good. Did you have a good holiday?
Yep. Sure did. Hope you did.
Yep. Did as well. Thank you. We had talked yesterday about your property on Riverside Trail.
Yeah. We went in further in and checked the house out, and it's really not what we're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna sit still for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate you talking with me and stuff, though.
So you
and letting you know what's what.
You went out and took a look at the house?
Well, we went online, you know, and looked at it and saw the pictures and where it was at and the location, the neighborhood and stuff like that.
Okay. So, I mean, you still got to downsize, right?
Yeah, we want to, but it's, and unless we, you know, find the right house, and it's just not going to be feasible for us.
Right. So, I mean, I guess, you know, to find that new house, I mean, you gotta sell your other one first. I mean, is that accurate to say, or you're thinking no?
Well, we can't really sell it first because we have to have a place to go. We can't just sell the house and not have anywhere to go. It's too hard to find homes now and in the place and in the situations you want to be in. So,
Well,
that's why we're kind of stuck.
Well, would it make sense, you know, if we did a flexible closing with you? You know, because we have houses in your area, so, you know, we're familiar with it. I'm sure you know where, like, West 10th Street is.
Right.
I mean, would it make sense for us to see if we can put something together on your house on Riverside and then make it, you know, contingent upon us finding you a new house to go into?
Yeah, that wouldn't work for us either. We don't want to sell it and then have to rent it.
No, I'm not saying rent it. I'm saying we, you know, at the time of closing, we buy it and then you close on the other house, basically a simultaneous close.
Well, yeah, that would work, but I'd have to run that by him because I don't know if we want to really be in the Rapids or in this area. Mm-hmm. We're thinking more.
Well, it doesn't matter. Wherever is fine.
Well, I didn't know what you were saying because you said something about 10th Street. So.
Oh, no. I'm just saying we have houses off that street.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to run that by him and see, you know, I'd be willing to have a conversation with him too if he, you know, wants to speak about it.
Okay. Well, yeah, and he would be telling the same thing I am because it is just a lot. We are. When I tell him this, I guess we're just stuck here because we have so much stuff. Well, he says, no, it's not that we have so much stuff. We just don't have anywhere to go. And we have to, mm-hmm. when we sell this, we have to have a home to go in, you know. So that's his concern, you know, and mine as well, because it's so hard to find, you know, housing and especially, I guess, buying a house, you know. It, one is bad as the other, to find one to rent or to buy, actually. You know, cause, and that's why we mostly got to rent, I guess, because it's even hard. I mean, buy, because we don't want to rent. I mean, we've got a house paid for, and we don't want to rent a house. So, and the main thing is, it was really hard for us to rent, because I have two French Bulldogs. He has a bird and a cat. So, you know, you're not going to find it. Everybody's no pets. You know, everywhere you go, if you want to, even if you want to just rent. So, but we don't want to rent. We want to sell this and use that money toward the house that we get, you know. And
sure.
And another thing is, in the bracket that we have by selling this house, the house we want is usually more in the price bracket that we have on this house, or what we could get for this house is it doesn't really cover a house that is
completely
as good as this one. You see what I'm saying?
And what are you hoping to get for this? I mean, you know,
We were asking $150,000 for the house. The house has potential. It you know, it is three stories. It does need work. But it is a wonderful neighborhood. And when I say that, that is exceptional. It is an exceptional neighborhood. We have been here 22 years. We have no trouble. People don't even know where we are. I mean, it's a very quiet, you know, the neighbors are wonderful. I mean, my doctor actually lives beside of me, you know, Brian Carmichael. I mean, and then I've got the DA, the assistant DA that still rides his bike by here at 96 years old or something like that. He's really old anyway. I don't know that. But I mean, it's a really nice neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
And you know, to find that, you know, in the price range that we have is going to be almost absolutely impossible, and that's why we say, you know, we're stuck. So let me run that by him and
Yeah, and I mean, realistically, you know. It was in perfect shape, you know. I think, you know, I think
yeah.
That you know, you'd probably be, you know, more on that 115, you know, price range, I think.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's the thing, is that, you know, to go from one place to another, you gotta, you know, either sacrifice something or come up with something more, you know.
Right. Well, in that price range, we'd be definitely sacrificing space probably anyway, because this house, including if you include the basement, is about 2,500 square feet. Well, it is not that with just the basement. It's about 1,800, and then it has a big walk-in attic over the garage, and a one-car garage, so it is kind of spacious. And at, you know, that price, it's going to really be hard to find a house anywhere close to it. So we may just end up having to stay here. And, you know, I call it stuck. You don't like me to say that, but it's like, because he actually wants to relocate. The house is too much for us, but I don't know. Anyway.
Well, you know, we're interested in the house for sure. You know, I think we can work with you on everything from A to B and even C. You know, we're flexible. We understand that you have a goal and that you need to get from point A to point B. And
right.
I mean, that's just the reality of it.
Yeah.
But
it'd
you
be
know,
easy if I could just up and move and, you know, didn't have stuff to, you know, but it gets complicated. And well, actually, the stuff is one thing, and moving at our age, he's not spring chicken anymore, and I'm not either, but it's like I said, it's just having a place to go, you know, knowing that we have a house as soon as we set sell this and can get going into the moves that we need.
Sure.
But anyway, I appreciate you talking with me. If I
yeah,
will
why don't
call
you
talk back.
With him?
I'll
yeah,
call you
talk.
Back when I talk to him and
let's see what we can do. All right.
All righty. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Judy. Thank you.
Bye bye.